5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, Karen, how are we doing?
Great.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Sure. Good luck, Karen.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to wait for Raven to get out of here. He's closing that big old studio door. He cannot hear us when it closes. Karen, you're playing for $400 today. We're going to ask you five pop culture questions. Then we're going to bring Raven back in, ask him five pop culture questions. You need to get more right than he does. If you do, you win the $400. If you don't, we'll still give you a pretty sweet t-shirt. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, you got 3 seconds to give me an answer for each question, so let's hope you're on your game today. I'd love to give away some money. Question number one.
Okay.
The Summer Olympics are set to begin on Friday in Tokyo. What are the colors of the Olympic rings?
They're blue, yellow, black, green, and red.
Number two, Halsey and her boyfriend welcomed their first child to the world this week on July 14th. What month is Halsey's birthday?
September.
Question number three, Mariah Carey's 10-year-old daughter Monroe is a new model for Oshkosh B'gosh's back-to-school campaign. Which famous celebrity singer is Monroe's dad?
Nick Cannon.
Question number four, Blink-182's Marcus Hoppus says he got the best possible news that the chemotherapy is working after revealing his stage 4 cancer diagnosis. What 1999 comedy did the band make a cameo appearance in?
Something About Mary.
And number five, fans are divided on who was better in Space Jam, Michael Jordan in the original movie or LeBron James in a new Space Jam that just came out. What non-basketball sport did Michael Jordan famously play professionally in the 90s?
Golf.
All right, let's bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Karen got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good job, Karen. Let's see how I do.
Number one, the Summer Olympics are set to begin Friday in Tokyo. What are the colors of the Olympic rings?
Red, blue, green, yellow. Yellow, green, and is it black?
Oh, you got it. Okay. Question number two. Halsey and her boyfriend welcomed their first child to the world this week. What month is Halsey's birthday?
February? I'll just take that. No idea.
No, it's September.
Okay.
Question number three. Mariah Carey's 10-year-old daughter, Monroe, is the new model for Oshkosh B'gosh's back-to-school campaign. Which famous celebrity singer is Monroe's dad?
Famous celebrity singer. Nick Cannon?
That is correct.
All right. I mean, I don't think of Nick Cannon as a singer. I think of him as a host.
A host.
You mean
stuff.
The mass singer.
Question number four. Blink-182's Marcus Hoppus says that he got the best possible news that the chemotherapy is working after revealing his stage 4 cancer diagnosis. What 1999 comedy did the band make a cameo appearance in?
I have no idea.
That would be American Pie.
Wow, I don't even remember that one. Okay, here we go.
All right, you need this last one, Raymond. Fans are divided on who is better in Space Jam, Michael Jordan in the original movie or LeBron James in the new Space Jam that just came out.
They're both terrible, I'm sure.
What non-basketball sport did Michael Jordan famously play professionally in the 90s?
Oh, he's a baseball player.
That is correct. All right, Karen, unfortunately, Raven tied you 3-3 this morning. You may not have won the $400, but we are going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Awesome, thanks. It's Karen, and I can't beat Raven.
Karen, enjoy that shirt, girl. Wow, that was
it
was closer than it actually should have been. Like, I feel like I should have known more of those, but thank God I remember Michael Jordan thinking that he wanted to be a baseball player. Better luck next time. Another chance to play coming up tomorrow. 1-800-330-9999. That's the number you need to text CBR to if you want to play.